Yesterday it went doolally on the Nolan Show over the Team GB debate. Or is it Team GB and NI? This, of course, all about the Olympics. Why is it not Team UK? Loads of you were phoning into the programme over whether athletes from the United Kingdom, no matter where they are in the United Kingdom, should be represented in the title. At the minute, it at least seems that Northern Irish athletes are being snubbed as Team GB is the name being used. So it's not Team GB and NI that the commentators are saying. They're simply leaving us out. Here, the Chamber brothers from Coleraine rowing their way to victory in the lightweight fours heat at Eton Dorney on Saturday.
Here we've got Great Britain sitting in lane number one. Four boats, three to go through. Green light, away, the bucket's down, and Great Britain have jumped out of the start. Really moving on up through the rate as they whiz out in the first 100. Great Britain in one. Great Britain through to the final. It's a little acknowledgement from Chris Bartley in the stroke seat. He'll know there are tougher races to come, but today, the opening heat, Great Britain, job well done.
Great Britain, job well done for people outside of Great Britain doing a good job. They're in Northern Ireland. The former sports minister, Kate Hoey. Morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you, Kate. Do you think this is important?
Well, you know, there was a big issue about this a couple of years ago. A number of your politicians here and our politicians in Northern Ireland, and I took this up with the BOA. It used to be, when I was sports minister, it was called the British team. And the British team, you know, went up usually GB plus NI on television whenever there was any athletics. Over the past few years, they've been using this clever branding idea, and it was felt, apparently, that Team UK did not resonate with the sponsors the same way Team GB did. Now, the problem for us over here in Northern Ireland is that we don't really realise just how little people in the rest of the United Kingdom understand the difference between Britain, Great Britain, the British Isles, UK. I mean, I even had to correct the Prime Minister the other week in Prime Minister's...
I heard you doing that.
Because it annoys me the way people don't think about it. If people, if someone's really thinking about it and saying, we're referring to Britain, that's different. Now, in this case, I would like to see, as was happening, and I think some of us will be getting onto the BBC, because at the very least they could put up GB plus NI when, as they did with some of the big athletics events.
Do you know what, Kate? I wouldn't be too sure, because we have contacted the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
We are the BBC, but
yes,
we contacted the BBC across the water, the people responsible for this. And the BBC has replied with the following statement. We are following the practice we've used for the last three Olympic Games, which has replicated the BOA, who have christened them Team GB.
Yes.
But is that good enough for the BBC?
No, it isn't really good enough. And I think there is going to have to be a whole look at this, because people, you know, there are more and more people, well, there are numbers of people from Northern Ireland in the British team. I just don't understand why it can't be referred to as the British team. But, you know, I think it would be wrong also to kind of overestimate it in the sense that it's people deliberately trying to snub Northern Ireland and Northern Ireland athletes.
But is it not a disrespect? You felt that the Prime Minister was disrespecting people in Northern Ireland, which
I thought
is why
he was being sort of ignorant in the sense of not realising that he was actually excluding a part of the United Kingdom every time he said the word Britain.
And he essentially apologised to you.
I
consider myself.
They keep forgetting, and it's a very simple thing to do, you know, just talk about Britain. And it really does, and it irks an awful lot of people. But we have to really, you know, given that we were very much part of the opening ceremony with the four islands being mentioned and sung. We had Mary Peters there. We've obviously got a number of Northern Ireland talented young people who have been selected by the British team. I think there is a bigger underlying problem about why we don't get more young people from Northern Ireland in the British team, and that's because in Northern Ireland there's a really very, very confusing situation about how you can be part of the British team and how you can't. And for example, if you're a great swimmer here in Northern Ireland, you have very no chance really of becoming part of the British swimming setup unless, more or less, you move to England, because the Amateur Swimming Association in England, in the UK, the rest of the UK, would like to recognise Northern Ireland and would like to bring in swimming clubs in Northern Ireland, but they're told by the Irish All-Ireland Swimming that they won't allow Northern Ireland swimming clubs to affiliate to the British swimming setup. So if you're a young, talented swimmer and you want to compete for what you see as your country, you really do need to have to go to live in England, which is why a number of our athletes who are competing for the British team, Ian Lures is very different in hockey. He had to fight very, very hard to get into the British team because he had already chosen to be part of the Irish setup. So it's a very complicated setup, but the basic thing is if you're competing from Northern Ireland, you want to feel you're part of the British team and you don't particularly want to be excluded. Having said that, I think most of the athletes, you know, who are actually competing just want to win and do really well and don't worry too much about the fact that it's labelled GB because they know where they're coming from.
Two things on that, Kate. First of all, branding, we understand, is so important during these Olympics, and there's a lot of very, very tight rules around who can brand, what type of branding is within the Olympics, how much massive companies have to pay for their brands to be used. And brand Northern Ireland is being excluded from the Olympics.
Well, yes, except if you were in Wales, I suppose you might think, well, Wales isn't mentioned much either, although, you are effectively part of Great Britain.
Precisely.
No, I take the point, and it aggravates me, and I raise it, and a number of other people raise it. Unfortunately, at the time when it could have been influenced, the Sports Council in Northern Ireland didn't do anything about it. People in Northern Ireland generally didn't say much about it. And that's because there's this sort of, let's be honest, there's this kind of feeling in Northern Ireland, sport, we'd better not, we don't make sport political, And it sometimes then hits home because if you don't do what's right at the right time, then you end up getting into a situation like this.
And of course, the official title is Team GB and NI.
Yes.
That's the official title.
That's the official title. And therefore, if challenged, the BOA and Colin Moynihan, who's been over to Northern Ireland a lot of times and is very keen for Northern Ireland to feel part of it, would say that we are officially recognising it, but that a brand, a sponsor, does not want to go around talking about Team G and NI.
Well, do you know what? Then maybe they should have called it Team UK and been aware that...
Well, I personally think Team UK would have been great. I think people get used to something. At the beginning, it might have sounded a bit funny. But, when we're on international events, for example, at the United Nations or everything, it's always branded the United Kingdom, UK, and then if it's given its official title, it's the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
I just want to come back just one last time, Kate, to the responsibility of the BBC in this.
Yes.
Because, I've worked in the BBC for quite a long time, and it very much sees itself as one of the positioning statements for what is accurate. There are systems within the BBC to ensure that broadcasters, and I often fall foul of this, pronounce words properly, get grammar correct every time. You can ring up some type of machine in the BBC, I kid you not, and it'll play down the phone to you how you're supposed to pronounce a particular word. And yet here is the BBC allowing their commentators to reject or to forget about, or to omit the official title and to use the brand statement. Is that acceptable?
Well,
the official title is not being used on the BBC.
I think the BBC should, at the very least, every now and again, refer to the official title. They should have the labels that go up, could say GB and NI, and certainly where there is an event where we have someone from Northern Ireland, then it should be very much that this is a British team, and we should be actually mentioning even more that there's someone from Northern Ireland. But yes, you're right. And the head of the BBC should be lobbied on this, because even at this late stage, there is no reason why it shouldn't go up to Team GB plus NI. But I hope by the time we get to the next Olympics, we might have been able to have a proper debate on this.
Sure. The other issue, just finally, before we leave the BBC, the other issue here for the BBC is that if it wants to ask people licence fee payers to pay their licence every year, and they will undoubtedly say this year, look at the incredible coverage you have got of the Olympics. That has been incredible. BBC's done a brilliant job in covering the event.
Yep.
Then if you're asking Northern Ireland people to pay that licence fee, don't omit them from the official title, BBC.
You're being a politician, because that is a very, very good point, in the sense that people are paying their contribution to the BBC, whether they watch the Olympics or not, but certainly if they do and they're from Northern Ireland, they want to support the Northern Ireland athletes who are part of the British team, it is absolutely wrong. And maybe they should write and say, well, we're taking away a little bit of our license fee this year because you haven't covered us properly, you've ignored us. But I do think that the more that people make a fuss about this, write in. I think the Sports Council in Northern Ireland should be formally actually approaching the BBC on this. And I think we should make sure that the British Olympic Association do realise that they cannot ignore such an important part when you look at the history of the Olympics and Northern Ireland people, and particularly the role Mary Peters plays, who does an amazing job to make sure Northern Ireland's never forgotten.
She certainly does. Kate, it's always nice to speak to you. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. Former Sports Minister Kate Hoey. The BBC statement, they're essentially saying that they've done it for the last three Olympic Games. Well, what's that matter? That's no excuse. We've done it before, so we're doing it again. They also say that, this is the BBC, say they've replicated the BOA, who have christened the team Team GB. Fair enough, but BBC, there's one problem with that. The official title is Team GB and NI. Secondly, BBC, there are people in Northern Ireland who are annoyed about this. What are you going to do about it? Michael, morning to you, Michael. Go on. Alex, morning, Alex.
Morning, Steve. No, I just listened to the discussion you were talking about the last couple of mornings tonight. Maybe in Westminster they should look at the whole UK GB thing and just go for one name instead of having this United Kingdom, then Great Britain. You know, it's confusing, it's antiquated, and I don't see what the point. Why don't you just have either called the United Kingdom or called Great Britain, and that includes Northern Ireland?
Would this offend
you? Good enough
you?
For Wales, good enough for Scotland. I don't see why we should be included in the title without being an add-on.
Does it offend you?
It doesn't really offend me as such. I personally would like to see. I actually don't like to see Great Britain and Northern Ireland. You know, to me, it should all be one. Part of the UK, we should be counted as part of Great Britain. When it comes to the identity of Scotland, Wales, and England, it shouldn't be and Northern Ireland.
Yeah, Vernon Coker, the Shadow Secretary of State, has said that he's going to raise the issue with the Secretary of State for Culture, Media, and Sport. Here's Frank in Coal Island. Morning to you, Frank. Go ahead, Frank.
I've never heard as much nonsense that you're talking about this morning to hear what you're saying and some of your listeners there. Why don't you just sit down and enjoy the games? I think it's class to sit and watch them without you all worrying about leaving Northern Ireland out. And that's what I say, grew up.
Right, so titles aren't important?
No.
So it wouldn't actually matter to you then if you had, you know, the BBC giving, and they don't do this. They labour the point, they do not do this. But it wouldn't matter to you if you had the BBC giving out the weather for England, Scotland and Wales and just ignoring Northern Ireland. That wouldn't matter to you, would it?
No, it wouldn't, Stephen.
Oh, it wouldn't? But you pay for the BBC. You pay for it through your licence fee.
I do pay my licence fee.
Right. But therefore, you're entitled to be represented on the BBC as much as anybody else.
To hear you all going on there this morning crying about leaving Northern Ireland's name out, catch yourselves on and enjoy the game. I would say anybody listening in across England or Scotland or Wales would say, those people over there, is it any wonder? They must be sick. Listening to what you say. That's all you have to complain about. You have little to complain about.
Frank, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.